Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
So as we talk about Minnesota and Tim Walz, what better than to bring on a guy from Minnesota, who's also a political expert, and that's my buddy Andy Bloom. Andy Bloom is president of Andy Bloom Communications, served as communications director for Representative Michael Turner of Ohio, and his latest piece at broadandliberty.com, greetings from Minnesota. Did I say that right, Minnesota?
Minnesota. You got it pretty good there with the accent, Rich. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. Good. Follow Andy on X at andybloom.com. This guy Walz, it's not a great rollout so far, I don't think. How about you?
Well, the media seems to love him, I'll say that for it. And he's got a really good Midwest packaging, but let's not be fooled by the packaging. What he is pure San Francisco Pelosi-Harris values. And I'm living the nightmare here in Minnesota. It's enough to make a guy run back to Philadelphia very, very quickly, let me tell you.
And when he ran for Congress, didn't he run as kind of a centrist Democrat? That was his whole thing. And then he becomes governor. He moves far to the left, right?
So I was there in Congress in 2006 when he won and came into Congress. He was in a southern rural district that was and is now a Republican district. He ran as a moderate, ran as a NRA-approved member, and then gradually, bit by bit, became more and more to the left. Then in 2018, he ran for governor, moved a little further to the left, but it's really when he ran for re-election in 2022 that he came full forward leftist and didn't try to hide it at all. And I think that really gets to the essence of why Kamala Harris decided to pick him as vice president.
Because there's a symbiotic progressivism with the two of them. She likes somebody that philosophically she identifies with, even if the guy, I mean, you know this, Andy, obviously from looking at the election results, he wasn't able to bring over voters from red areas in Minnesota. He won because he won the Twin Cities.
Yeah, I can explain Minnesota. It's a lot like Pennsylvania, where you have two big cities that are blue and the rest of the state is red. I'll give you a quick breakdown. Hillary Clinton in 2016 won the state by 43,000 votes, but Donald Trump won 81 out of 88 counties. She won seven counties. Five of those counties she won by a total of 4,000 votes. But the two counties, Hennepin County, which is Minneapolis, and Ramsey County, she won by a total of 375,000 votes. That's how she won the state, by 43,000 total votes, and won the electoral 10 electoral votes from the state.
So he's not Go ahead, sorry.
So it's really just Minneapolis and St. Paul that are blue. The rest of the state is quite red.
And if he can't bring, and this is a point that Steve Kornacki was making the other day, I mean, the idea that, that here's this Midwestern guy who's going to appeal to rural red areas in a way that maybe Josh Shapiro could if he had been on the ticket, that's not proven based on his own election results.
Well, look, the fact is that they didn't pick Josh Shapiro because the pro-Hamas wing of the party would have gone absolutely bananas.
Yep.
And if this is a close election, the results, the Electoral College could run right through Pennsylvania. And if they lose this election, if Harris and Walz lose this election because of Pennsylvania's 19 electoral votes, it will be poetic justice, and I will laugh and laugh and laugh, because that was the politically expedient and correct pick. The progressives were going to vote for this ticket, no matter whether Walz was on it or Shapiro was on it. But the state of Pennsylvania is not going to vote for Tim Walz. They don't care about the vice presidential pick. Let's be honest about that. Let me give you my impression of why she ended up picking Walz. And she couldn't pick Shapiro because of the progressives and the pro-Hamas wing of the party, the anti-Semitic wing of the party. But what she saw is what Tim Walz did in Minnesota. Let me rephrase that. What he did to Minnesota, and that's what Kamala Harris means when she talks about the future in her stump speech, the one that she gives every night off the teleprompter. And what happened in Minnesota is exactly what she talks about when she says future, because that's what every single video clip from 2019 is all about. It's what she wants to do to the United States, and it is a nightmare. But that's why she picked him. She's envious of his record in Minnesota in the 2023 legislative session. And I can tell you about the 50 bills, depending on how much time you want, I can go through them, as I did in my column at Broad and Liberty, in very, very detailed fashion. You want to go through some highlights?
Please. Oh, absolutely, Andy Blum.
All right. So the state started off with the largest surplus in the history of the state. It is a $18 billion surplus. If we take the per capita amount, that would be about a $40, $50 billion surplus for Pennsylvania. They spent the entire surplus on a wish list of liberal dreams. And then in one legislative session, in 1 year, they increased spending in the state of Minnesota on a permanent basis by 40%. Now, if we believe, and we do, that inflation was caused by rampant government spending on the federal level, imagine what a 40% budget increase would do to inflation, because that's what we'll get with a Harris-Walz ticket. I'll tell you some of the things that they spent the money on. Health care for illegal immigrants and college. Free health care, free college for everybody, including illegal immigrants. Then they rolled out, and this polls really well, free meals for K through 12 students. People think it's a great idea, but I just don't know where the idea of, when I grew up, I thought parents were responsible for feeding their children. But in the state of Minnesota, government feeds their children and the taxpayers pay for it. They established huge new government bureaucracies. There's a new paid family and medical leave act that Walz signed into law. It covers all Minnesota employees, full-time, part-time, including single-person businesses. I can give myself and have to pay for a 20-week paid family and medical leave. 20 weeks out of 52 weeks out of the year, I'm guaranteed medical and family leave. I do that through a new payroll tax of 0.88% in addition to all the other payroll tax that we have to pay to fund the program. And that goes into effect on January 1st, 2026. But being foresighted as they are, the tax can increase to 1.2% on January 1st, 2027. God knows what it'll be by 2028, 2029, 2030, and so on and so forth. The new Family Leave and Medical Act is going to be administered by a new bureaucracy called the Family and Medical Benefits Division. 400 new bureaucrats have already been hired, and the Budget Commission reported that it will likely need to hire at least 2,000 people by 2026 to implement the program. Those are 2,000 new people, again, on the state payroll. So when you see these reports, the employment reports coming out showing, oh, the people are getting hired for jobs all over the place, remember, the number one sector being hired is by government. And there you have it. 400 people have already been hired in the state of Minnesota, with up to 2,000 being hired by 2026. Another law he signed into effect in 2023 requires Minnesota's electric grid to be 100% carbon-free by 2024. The estimate on that is that it's going to cost the state $313 billion through 2050 and lead to rolling blackouts on a regular basis. Now, how'd they pay for that? Well, first they spent the and those are just some of the programs. I'll try to keep it as short as I can. In order to pay for that, first they spent the $18 billion surplus. Then they raised the state's top income tax bracket to 10.85%. Now, I know you're a Jersey resident, and you know what the corporate tax rate in Jersey is, right? But Minnesota now has the highest corporate income tax, corporate tax in the United States, beating out Jersey. Then they found all kinds of new little surpluses and fees to add on to Minnesotans. So if you get a delivery, like when Amazon dropped off a delivery at my house the other day, there was a 50-cent add-on for any delivery that's over $100. Doesn't seem like a lot, but every time you order $100 from any delivery, whether it's for groceries or Amazon or anything else, there's a 50-cent add-on tax. Gasoline tax in the state was already 28.5%. It's being raised annually now until it hits 33.5% by 2027. Auto registration fees were increased by over 20%. Then, you know how they're portraying him as an outdoorsman? They're showing you all the pictures of what an outdoorsy guy is.
Well, oh, yeah, he was ice fishing.
Right. Well, but, you know, you need a license to fish, including ice fishing here. Well, fishing licenses went up in the state by 20%. And, Rich, if you want to come here and go fishing, ice fishing or otherwise, you're going to pay a 35% increased fee to get a license here as a visitor to the state of Minnesota. If you want to visit our state parks here, which are beautiful, the fee for a state park sticker went up 29% for an annual sticker and 42% for a daily sticker. Now, we're known here as the land of 10,000 lakes, but if you want to put a boat into one of those lakes, you'll need to get it registered. So a typical fishing boat, the registration fee went up by 119%, and if you want a larger boat that's over 20 feet, the fee went up by 151%, and on top of that, you have to pay an aquatic invasive species fee that went up to $20 per year. Those are just some of the fees and taxes that were introduced in 2023. Now, lots of stuff for the woke, and you've heard about some of these. Abortion here is a right. And not just abortion, but abortion through all 9 months, including late-term abortion. And not only that, a physician no longer is required to perform an abortion. So, Rich, you and I could open an abortion mill if we wanted to and perform late-term abortions, and they don't even have to be performed in a hospital anymore. You've heard about the transgender refuge bill. Let me tell you a little bit about it. A minor from Pennsylvania or from a state where you can't get an abortion, Iowa's the big one, can come to Minnesota without a parent. You can be a minor, make your way to Minnesota, and come here for what they call gender-affirming care. And once a minor makes it to Minnesota, with or without parental consent, the state must ignore other state laws that prohibit gender-affirming care. And if the parent comes here and objects to it, Minnesota judges can use the statute that they approved to take away the parental rights. They can terminate parental rights for objecting to a minor seeking gender-affirming care. And here's the one that we've heard a lot about. So Walz had put himself on the map by calling Trump and Vance weird, but this is the weirdest one of all. So they put free menstrual products for all students grade 4 to 12 in the bathroom, including in boys' rooms. And I don't know what would have happened when you were in school in grades 4 to 12, but had they put those machines in my school, there would have been a lot of fun stuff that would have happened. But they spent $2 million to put menstrual products in boys' bathrooms in all public and charter schools. They gave drivers, in addition to giving health care and college, free health care and college to illegal immigrants, they gave driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. And in the state of Minnesota, once you have a driver's license, you are able to register to vote. I have no idea how they are able to determine who is an illegal alien and can't vote, but they do have a driver's license and they are able to register to vote with that. They restored felons' rights to vote, and the Minnesota State Court just upheld that as of yesterday. Those are a handful of the things they did in 2023. I can go on in 2024 and tell you about the new state flag that we got because the governor thought our state flag was racist. I can go on and tell you about the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme where the COVID money that was given to the state, $250 million, was ripped off by people in his Department of Education. This was money that was supposed to provide meals for needy children, and $250 million went into the pockets of five individuals and their families. It goes on and on.
Well, listen, buddy, I'm grateful for this, and I want people to read your piece over at broadandliberty.com. Greetings from Minnesota. We'll have to get you back on the show to talk more about this because clearly 20 minutes wasn't enough to go through his progressive kook Marxist record.
Yeah,
Andy Bloom, always a pleasure, my friend. Follow him on X at AndyBloom.com, AndyBloom.com. Greetings from Minnesota. We'll post a link to it and definitely get you back on the show. Thanks, my friend.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.